Hello, listeners. Welcome to the Sustainability Weekly podcast. I am Samarth, your host, and today I have with me Mr. Gautam Reddy, MD and CEO of Ramki Enviro Engineers Limited. He brings over 23 years of experience related to the environment. He has the credit and distinction of establishing India's first integrated hazardous waste, medical waste, and municipal solid waste management facilities, and has been part of developing India's largest waste-to-energy project. Prior to being CEO at Reel, he worked as Executive Director of Ramki Enviro. Mr. Reddy worked as a research scientist at the Environment Protection Training and Research Institute, a premier autonomous research institute of the state government of Andhra Pradesh. Mr. Reddy holds a bachelor's degree in civil engineering from Nagarjuna University in Andhra Pradesh and a master's degree in environmental engineering from the University of Nevada, USA. Just to set a little bit of a background, Ramki Enviro Engineers Limited has over 20,000 employees globally and over 15,000 across 25 cities in India. Reel has so far been much less media savvy, however, the work they do is less published and talked about. One of the key issues that even I have faced while doing my own campaigns on waste segregation during my talks at different societies and when people have called me is the fact that it's not my mess, it's the local bodies. Someone else will pick up after me. So this podcast is really about a company which literally picks up after you and keeps us slightly away from harm's way. This episode is a way to figure out how we could as citizens contribute towards our own better health. Also, given the current pandemic, when we are generating so much more of hazardous waste. Mr. Reddy, a really warm welcome to the podcast.
Thank you, Samarth, and it's a pleasure for me to be part of your podcast and happy to speak to the listeners and communicate.
Mr. Reddy, could you please give us an overall solid waste landscape across the country and how the local bodies are handling the same at their level?
First of all, I must tell you, Samarth, that in India, waste management, like you rightly said, people don't believe is their responsibility. However, it's very, very important for every citizen to realize that environmental management is just not government's responsibility, is just not urban local bodies' responsibility. It is our responsibility. And our responsibility starts from every single step of environment management. All of us, we save water. And why do we save water? Because we pay for it. We save electricity. And why do we save electricity? Because we pay for it. However, unfortunately, when it comes to waste, we don't minimize. We maximize and we scatter, we dump. This is because we don't pay for it. And someday, I believe that polluter pays principle must come even for the solid waste management. Then every single citizen will start believing it's their responsibility and behave responsibly. So give you a larger perspective, environment always comes with triple R: reduce, reuse, recycle. The concept is basically reduce the amount of waste that you generate, reuse whatever can be within that, and recycle whatever can be within that. Being a poor country, India is already on the top of this. And how do we believe this? If you look at reduce, do we generate waste? A very simple thing to look at, like a bucket that we use for bathing or a mug that we use for bathing. We can't throw it out unless it got developed so many cracks that the amount of leak is higher than what we can afford. So that's the level of reduction in waste management that we have. Reuse. Look at an example of a Horlicks bottle. Do we ever throw out a Horlicks bottle once the Horlicks is over? We actually put peanuts. At least 90% of the Indians put peanuts or cashew nuts in that Horlicks bottle and use it until it cracks.
Or probably even pickle.
Absolutely. And therefore, in the hierarchy, India is already on the top. And therefore, unlike a developed economy, which generates about 2 to 2.5 kgs per head per day, India still averages at about 0.4 kgs per head per day, 1/5 to 1/6 of what a developed economy generates. But that still is a very large quantity. We are 130 crore people, of which about 55 to 60 crore are urban population today. And in these urban locations, municipal locations, the quantum of municipal solid waste that India generates as of today is estimated to be about 200,000 tons per day. And if you translate this, this is about 73 million tons of waste per annum. And this 73 million tons of waste per annum, I can tell you today, is being very, very, very unscientifically handled. And if you want to look at what's happening, you look at from your house, waste just goes to the nearest street bin. From the street bin, it goes to a nearby transfer point. From that point, it goes to a dump site. And when we take it to the nearest street bin, just imagine how we are handling it. We are dumping it from 4 meter distance. If luck is there, it will fall in the bin. If you don't have luck, it falls outside. And typically about 80% of the waste falls outside because we're all not good basketball players. That's one part of the problem. So we see all the street bins, one, overflowing because they don't have enough capacity. Two, because our basketball capabilities are not good. So we see all the street bins littering out. And then comes the next thing. A truck comes and picks up this waste. And 95% of Indian waste is carried in open trucks, open tippers. So the waste gets into this tipper either manually or mechanically with a JCB. It gets loaded onto the truck. It travels. When it's traveling, all of us would have experienced driving on a scooter or a car behind this truck. It's leaking liquid and it's dropping the waste. And it is odorous. All of these three are huge public nuisance while we are sitting behind the truck. The dropping liquid could probably be causing a drainage misconnection and therefore contaminating the water bodies. The solid waste which is dropping can fall on you, can fall next to you, and then the nuisance of smell. And once it goes to outside the city, 95% of the waste again in India just gets dumped. And just gets dumped in open ground doing nothing. And the rainwater falling on it leaches, contaminates the groundwater, flows through the surface, contaminates the surface water bodies. So the groundwater bodies and the surface water bodies along all the dumps in the country are heavily contaminated, not good for drinking, forget drinking, not good for bathing, forget bathing, they are not even good for animal bathing. That's the level of contamination these water bodies have reached. And therefore, there is an urgent, imminent need for all of us to change our thinking and get to scientific methods of solid waste management. This is the macro situation of solid waste in the country, Samarth.
Wow, that's quite a scary situation, so to speak, to put it mildly. Could you highlight the largest REEL facility in the country and give us insights on the carbon footprint that it saves us?
So firstly, let me tell you, before I get to REEL's largest facility, what's needed to be done is every citizen in India first has to reduce, reuse, recycle, as I said. And then the segregated waste, they have to segregate whatever is that minimal waste into wet and dry waste. Once they segregate this into wet and dry waste and hand it over to the nearest bin center or to a door-to-door collection boy who comes to your house in two different color-coded methods, whichever the city is following. And most cities in the country are following the green and blue, green for the wet and blue for the dry waste. If it is handed over to these pickup boys or to the nearest bin center, the waste has to be collected without being overflown at the bin center. That's the first step. The second step is that bin has to be scientifically lifted into compactor vehicles which are completely closed. So there are tailgate compactor vehicles, there are stationary compactor vehicles, there are portable compactor vehicles. This waste has to be transported into them and self-compacted and picked up onto a truck and traveled to the treatment and disposal site. So once that happens, you do not see open waste, you do not see overflowing waste, you do not see leaking of water or solid waste during the process. Once the waste reaches the treatment and disposal facility, there are multiple methods. The wet waste can be converted to organic compost and can be a very, very good substitute to chemical fertilizer in the country. The dry waste can be converted to recyclables, can be converted to fuel, which typically is called refuse-derived fuel, or can be burnt in an incinerator and converted to power. So you can either generate organic manure, you can generate fuel, or you can generate biogas, or you can generate power. So there are multiple methods of handling this, which we believe should happen. And as Ramki Enviro, we are extremely proud. We are by far India's largest waste management company. And not only that, we are among the largest company in Asia. We handle approximately about 7 million tons of waste every year, whether it is collection, transport, treatment, storage, and disposal. We handle about 7 million tons of waste. Of course, out of this 7 million, about 4.5 to 5 million will be municipal solid waste. Remaining is the medical waste, the industrial hazardous waste, the electronic waste, the construction demolition waste, and some recyclables. So the municipal solid waste itself, out of the 71 million tons, we manage about 5 million tons, and our Hyderabad facility is by far the largest in the country, which handles approximately about 6,000 tons of waste every day, which translates to about 1.9 to 2 million tons of waste every year. And this 2 million tons of waste that reaches our site in Hyderabad, we have a pre-sorting facility where we convert the waste into wet and dry waste. We get approximately 2,600 tons of wet waste and 3,400 tons of dry waste. The 2,600 tons of wet waste is processed through a composting, a windrow composting facility. By the process, the waste gets converted into organic manure, and this organic manure is being sold to farmers either in the name of Ramki Bhusatva or multiple other product names that are there in the market, and gets to farmers as organic manure. And the dry waste is being converted into fuel, and we send it to various cement industries in Andhra, Telangana, and Karnataka. And however, the cement industries are not able to absorb all of this, and therefore we have established our own 20 megawatt waste to energy plant, which was recently inaugurated by Honorable Municipal Minister Sri K.T. Rama Rao, and that plant is already operational. And this plant takes 1200 tons of refuse derived fuel and converts it into roughly about 20 megawatts of power. And we're planning to add additional power capacity to an extent of another 28 plus 15 megawatts, which will bring the total capacity of the city to about 63 megawatts, which will be a very comprehensive solution for the next 10 years to come for the city of Hyderabad.
When you spoke of the dry waste bit, you said that part of the dry waste is incinerated. What happens to the fumes or the gases so generated out of this, sir?
So fundamentally, if you look at, you asked about the carbon footprint earlier. When you leave waste on the dumping yard, which is what is happening for 95% of the waste in the country, it generates methane and contaminated with sulfurous oxides. Right? So this is a very, very common thing that happens. When you compare methane with carbon dioxide, methane is 21 times more harmful than carbon dioxide. So that's the benchmark of carbon footprint that we need to look at. So every time waste is degrading in open ground, we are polluting it heavily, extremely heavily. And that's why people in the 2-3 kilometer radius suffocate to live within that area, because they can't breathe air which is contaminated with methane and polluted with sulfide. So that's the ground reality. Now, what happens to the waste that we convert into power? The waste is fed into a boiler where it is burnt. The solid waste gets converted into air emissions. These air emissions are taken into a boiler tube set. In the boiler tube set, water runs inside the tube and the air passes surrounding the tubes. And the water inside the tubes gets converted into steam. The steam is taken to a turbine, and the turbine converts steam into electrical energy, and therefore 20 megawatts of energy gets generated. But the 1000 degree centigrade gases that are running through the boiler tubes, by the end of the boiler tube section, come to a temperature of about 180 to 200 degrees centigrade. And that then flows through a plethora of glass cleaning system. First, it is run through a dry system of lime and carbon injection. The lime reduces the acid gases to neutralized gases. The carbon absorbs the organic pollutants that are there in the gas and then releases the non-organic fraction of the gases. So the acid gases are neutralized, the volatile organics are adsorbed, and then they go into a huge set of baghouse of filters where dust in the form of fine ash is collected in the baghouse and the dust is suppressed. Then it goes through a wet alkaline scrubber. In the wet alkaline scrubber, whatever organics or whatever pollutants are left, acid gases, are scrubbed in an alkaline condition, and clean gases are emitted from the chimney. And these clean gases have very, very low concentrations of carbon dioxide or carbon monoxide, very low concentrations of sulfur dioxides, and extremely low concentrations of dust. So whatever little is emitted is very, very minimal in the form of dust and carbon dioxide. One, the volume is reduced of gases. Two, the emissions are totally in the form of carbon dioxide. Therefore, you have at least saved 20 times the carbon footprint of what would have otherwise happened. So it's a wonderful solution to the air pollution of the neighborhood.
So what would it take for all the cities across the country to set up a system like this, sir? Why aren't we doing this more?
As I said, the mindset and the polluter pay principle hasn't yet emerged. Even today, various municipalities in the country actually believe they should get paid for managing the waste. And they have proposals like that. That I'll pay you 10 rupees, please give me your waste. Most of these municipalities have Somoto proposals from XYZ companies, and trust me, none of these projects have actually got established. Today, to manage waste in the country, just for treatment and disposal at a waste management facility, the municipal corporation or the citizens or the corporations who generate this waste have to pay. The polluter has to pay. And my guess, the average cost is somewhere between $25 to $40 a ton to get an effective solution. And then the power generated has to be purchased at an average price recommended by the Central Electricity Regulatory Commission. The mindset that we should pay for managing this waste hasn't yet come. And unfortunately, the cities are still happy to look at getting the waste out of the city because citizens will be unhappy, but they are not very bothered about the small population that lives around the dump site. And therefore, less than 5% of the city's country's waste is being scientifically managed.
That's actually quite a scary situation, considering the amount of waste that we are generating and the amount of waste that is landing up in the oceans. Anyway, so sir, moving on, given the pandemic, I believe we are generating a lot more waste. How is REAL taking steps to eradicate the spread through contaminated PPEs or masks?
No, firstly, I must say we at Ramki Enviro are very proud that we have continued our operation every single day during pandemic. And when I say this, I'm referring to as early as 23rd March when we started lockdown till now. Every single day we have actually operated because we were part of essential services. We operated our municipal waste services. We operated our medical waste services. That ensured that the virus spread was contained. Otherwise, under unhygienic conditions, these viruses have higher capability to spread. And therefore, we are very proud. And I must salute our frontline workers, the 20,000 workers, most of whom dared themselves and came in front just on our request and stood for us and took care of this hygienic situation. So great salutes to them, firstly. Second, the municipal waste in the country during March and April actually fell down quite substantially. In a city like Hyderabad, which I gave earlier example of 6,000 tons per day, came to as low as 33 to 3600 during the month of April. So there was almost a 45% reduction in the waste quantities. Now, over time back and today, we are hovering back to around 6,000 tons per day. Similarly, medical waste during the months of April came down to half. But now I'll tell you, it has gone to double. Mainly because of the masks, gloves, and the PPE equipment that the doctors, nurses, and various people traveling in different locations are wearing. These quantities have substantially gone up. And we're again proud We are collecting, transporting and disposing them scientifically, and we will continue to do this as long as this pandemic is.
And what is a good disposal technique that you would suggest to the citizens to follow to ensure the curtailing of the spread?
See, one fundamentally, I think, like the whole world is looking at, until we find a vaccine or a medicine that is proven, the best solution is that we have to take care of all the social hygiene qualities, which include wearing masks, wearing gloves where required, using sanitizers where required, maintaining social distancing where required, and all other protocols recommended by the state government. And I can generally say that lethargy has crept in. People have started believing this is like any other virus and started living normally. I think it's a bad practice. Everyone should follow social hygiene practices recommended by the health departments of various states. That's number one. Number two, whatever waste is generated during this process, please dispose them as biomedical waste, and there are people who are willing to take care of it and will be taken care of scientifically.
Great, sir. This was absolutely fantastic and very, very enlightening even for me. So to my listeners, we in India generate actually 73 million metric tons per annum of solid waste. If we do not reduce, reuse and recycle today, I think we are looking at a really, really bleak future. Mr. Reddy, thanks a million for your time. Thanks for taking the time to enlighten us and the listeners.
Thanks so much. It was a pleasure talking to you.